Hey team, welcome to another episode of the Jack DeLosa podcast. Some of you might know that earlier in the year I went to Kuala Lumpur for a week to work with the legendary organization Mind Valley. While I was over there, I developed a great friend and learning advisor in Jim Quick, the world's leading brain and memory coach and founder of Quick Learning. If you're not familiar with Jim, he's the founder of Quick Learning and has worked with genius billionaires like Elon Musk, Richard Branson, as well as elite athletes, celebrities, and Forbes 500 CEOs. After meeting Jim, I've since ritualized in my own life getting up at 5 a.m. every morning and reading and studying for 3 hours before getting into my workday. So this man has been influential on my routine as well. Now, crew, this goes for 25 minutes. At the 17-minute mark, Jim reveals one of his most powerful brain hacks. The other things he shares with us, the three modern-day supervillains that completely cripple your personal productivity, the secret mental hack high-performance athletes use to break through limiting beliefs, and how you can use this to achieve what you once considered impossible, and a powerful memorization technique that the world's top CEOs use to retain more and more information as the information age continues to grow. Check it out and enjoy the discussion. As entrepreneurs, we see the world differently. In a world that not only tolerates but promotes mediocrity, we unreasonably demand more. Giving you access to the world's most successful entrepreneurs and thought leaders, this podcast uncovers the untold truths of what it really takes to build a multi-million dollar business while optimizing your personal performance in every area of your life. I'm Jack DeLosa. Let's get to work.
Yeah.
So many of us have so much on our mind. We're often overwhelmed with how much there is to do at any given moment and how much there is to drive forward. So often entrepreneurs and business owners are looking for that mental edge to gain the kind of mental clarity that can give them an edge on their performance. Today we're at the beautiful Mind Valley headquarters in Kuala Lumpur, and I'm bringing you the world's leading memory and brain coach, Mr. Jim Quick. Now, Jim works for everybody from Elon Musk through to Will Smith through to entrepreneurs and CEOs. Any person looking to achieve an edge through developing their mental capacities, this man is an absolute genius at helping them drive that forward. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Jack, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about doing this with you.
Yeah, vice versa. We're having a really engaging conversation yesterday, and I said, Jim, man, I've got to get you in front of a camera. We've got to have this conversation for our audience.
So, no, it's good. Thank you. Thank you for everyone who's joining us.
We appreciate it. Now, mate, so much of your brilliance, I think, is captured in your own personal story. So before we get into it, why don't we start there?
Well, so a lot of people on stage, they see me do these mental feats where I'll memorize 100 people's names in an audience, which is a very valuable business skill in itself, or they'll challenge me to memorize 100 random words, 100 digit number, and I'll memorize it forwards and backwards. And people can see these videos online, but I always tell people I don't do this to impress you. I do this to express to you what's really possible, because the truth is every single person who's watching this could do that and so much more. And I know this because I grew up with learning difficulties. A lot of people don't know, but at the age of 5, I had a very bad accident, head trauma, brain injury, and I had learning challenges. So I had very bad focus, a very bad memory. It took me an extra 3-4 years just to learn how to read, and I really, really struggled. And because I went through this struggle phase for about a decade and a half, all through school, I learned how to compensate. I learned how to get better. And I went from below normal to normal to, many people say, above normal, highly normal, where now I could do these amazing things to be able to drive the things that are important in, you know, in our daily lives. And now I have a passion and a mission to help people around the world be faster, smarter, and better. They say we use about 10% of our brain's potential. And I love working with individuals, especially entrepreneurs, because I think they're the modern day superheroes. They're creating jobs and opportunities, solving problems. To be able to get more done in less time, to be able to catch up, keep up, and get ahead. And really, as you said, get a mental advantage. Because how do you do that nowadays? Because it's not, in today's economy, in today's knowledge economy, knowledge is not only power, it's profit, right? It's the faster you can learn, the faster you can earn. In fact, memory will make you money. Because every time, I believe two of the most costly words in business are, I forgot. I forgot to do it, I forgot to bring it, I forgot what to say, I forgot that conversation, I forgot, you know, that presentation, I forgot that meeting, I forgot that person's name. Every single time you have a memory lapse, time is lost, you know, opportunity is lost, relationships are hurt, you know, money is potentially lost. You could kill a sale just by calling somebody by the wrong name or quoting a different number. And the opposite is also true. When you could walk into a room, meet 20 strangers, and leave saying goodbye using their name, every single one by name, who do they all remember? they all remember you. And so from speed reading to focus to concentration, I just got back from, I was in Melbourne, and they had the tennis open there. And you know, everybody has, the highest performers in the world have coaches. Right, and this is great because entrepreneurs, they need a coach, right? And you know, singers have a voice coach, and business people have a business coach. Actors have acting coaches. And, you know, athletes have personal trainers. And so I'm kind of like a mental coach of sorts, a brain coach.
And Jim, you really do work with the best people in the world. As you just mentioned, you come from the Australian Open, and you work with people like Elon Musk and all sorts of celebrities and different athletes. You and Elon bonded over a particular common experience. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people, you create relationships, right? Mm. Business is not just what you know, it's who you know, and also who knows you also as well. Mm. And so that's why I think having a great memory is very important. It serves you because it allows you to bond, because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah.
And how are you gonna show them you're gonna care for their future, their business, their finances, their family, whatever it is you have to offer them, if you don't care enough just to remember things like their name? Mm. In the case of Elon, we were both at an event together, we were speaking, we had some casual time together, and when we're talking about the memory training, he's got an extraordinary memory already. He has the ability to do what I do and a lot of my students do, where we could shuffle a deck of cards and go through it and memorize the order and fun things like that. And so he has some training in that area. And we are actually bonded over science fiction. We're both big, avid readers of science fiction. And, you know, and you can imagine with him, you know, he's sending rocket ships up to Mars and doing all those amazing things. He's taking science fiction and making it science fact, if you will. Mm. But that's where we made the connection. And he invited me to come to SpaceX, which I was a big fan of. Obviously, I'm a big fan of what he's doing in terms of the evolutionary application of taking rocket ships and going out to space and such. And I got to work with him and his rocket scientists. And you know, they just like everybody who's here right now, entrepreneurs, I think a lot of people who are moving things forward, one of the things that hold them back is this thing called information overload, information overwhelm, right? There's too much information, too little time. I mean, how many emails do you get a day?
Yeah.
How many books do you have on your shelf that you haven't yet read, right? And so we're drowning information. It's like we're taking a sip of water out of a fire hose. So what I do with entrepreneurs like that is I help them to be able to read faster, to improve their focus, to be able to absorb information, and not just absorb it, but understand that information. Not skim, scan, and skip words, but really understand those things and be able to apply it. Because it's a misnomer that knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge really is potential power.
Yeah.
As you know, it only becomes power when we apply it.
Yeah.
But most people have trouble because there's just too much to keep track of. And the other challenge I find that entrepreneurs are suffering from, let's say number one supervillain, I'd like to talk about superpowers. One of the reasons why is I grew up with learning difficulties from this head injury. It took me an extra 3 years to learn how to read. I taught myself how to read by reading comic books late at night. And something about the illustrations and good versus evil and one person can make a difference, you know, hope, help, brought the words to life. But I talk about it because I think entrepreneurs are modern day superheroes. I mean, think about it. A superhero is somebody who has discovered their superpower. Right, they have developed it in a way. And I'm not talking about leaping tall buildings and shooting lasers out of your eyes. I'm talking about real modern day superpowers. You know, their unique abilities, their talents, their unique strengths, if you will. But just having a superpower doesn't make you a superhero. You have to use that superpower for good. You have to make an impact. You have to be able to share that superpower to make a difference, right? So it's not just about making a dollar. It's also about making a difference. Not just your income, it's your impact, right? And so, when we're talking about superheroes on the other side, the size of the superhero is based on the size of the supervillain. And today, modern day supervillains, I'll say there are three of them that didn't affect previous generations and because of technology. There's digital overload, right? We're drowning in information and we're starving for practical wisdom, right? Number two is digital distraction. I mean, what entrepreneur doesn't suffer from like entrepreneurial ADD? The next, you know, flashing lights is, you know, silver object, right? And so you read a page in a book, you get to the end, you just forget what you just read because your mind is just multitasking and it can't concentrate. So we live in a world full of distractions. So how do you maintain your focus? Because nothing of value has been created by any entrepreneur or anybody else without focus. And then the third supervillain, besides overload, besides distraction, is something. It's a new health term called digital dementia. Have you heard about this?
No, but it sounds true.
It is. Like in healthcare, doctors are talking about this now. It's the idea where we're outsourcing our brains to our smart devices, to our phones.
Wow.
And wow. It's keeping all the data, keeping all your schedules, keeping all the phone numbers, keeping all your to-dos, yeah. all doing simple math.
Yeah.
And your brain is like a muscle, and it grows stronger with use, but it's use it or lose it. Mm. And so people are finding they're more forgetful. Not that you want to memorize 500 phone numbers. Nobody wants to do that, including myself.
Yeah.
But we've lost the ability to memorize one phone number,
yeah.
or a passcode, or a PIN number, or what number was my hotel room, or where did I park the car?
Yeah.
And again, all those memory lapses add up, and it costs you time, frustration, opportunity.
Jim, one of the things we were talking about yesterday, which I found fascinating, is that you were talking about one's beliefs about yeah. whether they have a good or a bad memory yeah. will actually affect their memory, and that yeah. we have so much more control over our intellectual capabilities than what we're led to believe.
Yeah, and I got a lot out of your presentation. I know we were speaking on the stage yesterday together, and when you were talking about, you know, these questions that people need to ask, I believe questions are the answer.
Mm.
And a lot of questions really reveal what limitations people have.
Mm.
You know, for example, people come to me all the time and say, you know, I have a horrible memory, I'm getting too old, or this runs in my family, or whatever. And here's the thing, if you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them.
Yeah.
If you argue for your limits, you get to keep them. And a lot of people, entrepreneurs, are no different. We have these limitations, this learned helplessness, and it helps. You know, we learn best through also through metaphors. Understanding things the way we do, we connect something to what we already know. So for example, the metaphor I have for the beliefs has to do with the thermometer and a thermostat. Like, you think about what a thermometer does. A thermometer, the functionality of a thermometer, it reacts to the environment. It just reflects what the environment is giving it, nothing else. But a thermostat is completely different. A thermostat sets a standard, it sets a vision, it sets a goal, and what happens to the environment? It raises up, right? So it reacts at it.
Wow.
And so really, I feel entrepreneurs are thermostats.
I like
because
that.
They have a vision, they have a goal, and then they affect the economy, they affect their world around it, as opposed to, at all times, to be honest, you know, we're all thermometers. We react to the weather, we react to like how our clients treat us, but to the degree we want to feel successful, is to the degree and actually feel fulfilled and peace of mind and confident, is to the degree we know that the locus, the location of control is inside, right? That we determine what things are.
And so talk to us about how our beliefs can actually affect our intellectual capabilities, like memory, for example.
Completely. And so here's what happens. Like the example that we talked about earlier is that, like, Roger Bannister in 1954,
yeah.
he's famous for breaking the 4-minute mile. Throughout human history, nobody can run a mile in less than 4 minutes, because the belief, going back to the belief back then was the human heart wasn't capable of running a sub 4-minute mile. And what would happen is, if you ran a mile in less than 4 minutes, your heart would explode in your chest and you would die. Now, I'm a runner, right? With a name like Quick, I had to be a runner back in school. It's a lot of pressure when your name is Quick, right? I had to teach speed reading and speed recall. But here's the thing, like, it wouldn't keep me from running a 4-minute mile. It would keep me from running, period, right? If I believed my heart would explode in my chest.
Yeah.
But Roger Bannister was able to break the 4-minute mile. And if you read about how he did it, it was through physical training, but it was also mental training. Because you were mentioning the Australian Open, it's just the best athletes, they don't just do physical conditioning, they do mental conditioning. It's not just about their physical fitness, it's about their mental fitness.
Yeah.
They want to be sharper, faster, stronger up here.
Yeah.
And so he would actually, imagine himself racing and crossing the finish line and looking at the clock, and in his imagination it says 3:59, because he's a thermostat. He knows what entrepreneurs know. You have to take the invisible in your mind and make it visible out there. That it's not like, oh, I'll believe it when I see it. It's the opposite. I'll see it when I believe it. I'll see it out here when I believe it in here. And to illustrate how powerful belief is, nobody could do it for, you know, all that time. One person does it. What happens after that? Dozens of people start breaking a 4-minute mile within the next few years. Now, was there a big advancement in shoe technology, training methodology, supplementation, nutrition? No. What was the change? It was a change in belief, right? Because they shattered the belief. That's why I do these demonstrations on stage where I memorize all these things, because people are like, oh, wow, I didn't know that was possible. What else is possible in my life? And so belief, this is what people want to remember, and right, they could write this down. All behavior is belief driven.
Mm.
All behavior is belief driven. Henry Ford said, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, either way, you're right. If you believe you can or believe you can't, either way, you're right. And you really want to, the great place to start is in your self-talk. You know, you want to kill those ants. Ants, kill ants. automatic negative thoughts. Mm. That self-talk that we have, that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not worth it, whatever it is, you always have to monitor your self-talk, entrepreneurs, because your mind is always eavesdropping on your self-talk. Your mind is always eavesdropping on your self-talk. So you want to keep it positive, you want to keep it empowering.
And we do have a sort of hypnosis of disempowerment when it comes to what we're capable of, don't we? In terms of the culture that we live within and the messages that we're given, it's kind of like your brain is your brain and that's what you're given.
Exactly. Everybody, there's a mass hypnosis, that's a perfect word for it. There's this trance that basically says that your IQ is set, that your intelligence, your memory, your potential is somehow fixed like your shoe size. But here's the truth. We've discovered more about the human brain more in the past 10 years than the previous 1,000 years. And what we found, the latest research is saying, is we're grossly underestimating our capabilities, that we're so much faster and smarter than we think or that we can think. Mm. And so the challenge is if you're stressed, if you're overloaded, if you're distracted, if you feel like you're losing your memory, it's not your fault. It's because we grew up with a 20th century education that prepared us for a 20th century world. And at the turn of this 20th century, it was working on farms, it was working in factories. And literally, it was assembly line education, cookie cutter, one size fits all, quit, sit quietly, you know, don't talk to your neighbor, all those kind of rules, right? And the world we live in, though, is so different. You know, we were talking about Elon Musk. Think about the world that he's helping to create. Autonomous electric cars, spaceships that are going to Mars, but our vehicle of choice when it comes to learning and education is like a horse and buggy. Because they say if Rip Van Winkle, the guy who slept for like decades, if he woke up today, the only thing he would recognize in our world are our schools. Because our schools have an advance. And this is not a slight against teachers. You know, my mother became a teacher because she was trying to help me with my learning difficulties. My aunt's a professor. And, you know, I have such a deep respect for educators, but the system hasn't changed as quickly. Mm. And so most people who are stressed and overloaded, overwhelmed, it's because we weren't prepared. Just like with entrepreneurs, where do they get financial literacy? Where do they get advice on leadership and negotiation, on sales and marketing? Where's that taught?
The entourage.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly. So the two of us, we're filling in the gaps in terms of our education.
I absolutely love that. I find it so empowering that our beliefs actually form our intellectual capabilities. It's beautiful. Yeah. Jim, for those watching at home from their office, what are some sort of tips or tactics you could give them in terms of enhancing their intellect?
Yeah. So let's start with everyone's memory. You know, I always thought it should have been the fourth R in school. In school, they teach you three R's: reading, writing, arithmetic. But what about retention? What about recall? What about remembering? Socrates said, learning is remembering. And here's the thing, I do believe memory makes money, especially in business. You know, I forgot being the two most costly words sometimes. You know, it makes you look like you're not an expert. It makes you look like you're not capable of something, that you don't care. And that's not the message, the meta message we want to send to people. So let's say, for example, let's take remembering names. Because I think if there's one business etiquette networking skill to master, it's your ability to recall people's names and faces, right? So the challenge is you meet somebody, and as soon as the handshake breaks, the name just falls right to the floor. Or if it's not a short-term issue, it's a long-term issue. It's like you're going about your business, you're at a conference, you're at the gym, somebody taps you on your shoulder, and you see somebody you recognize, but for the life of you, you don't remember who this person is, right? Or you don't remember where you know this person from. And what makes it worse is when that person has the audacity, the nerve to remember your name. So it gets really awkward, right? Or you have to introduce two people whose names you don't know, and it's like, it's like a nightmare. And so how do you fix that? Three ways, three simple steps, all right? If you're forgetful, if you're forgetting anything at all, information is at the tip of your tongue, but you can't get it out, client information, something you had to talk about on stage or in front of a business meeting in a boardroom, one of three things is usually missing. And I say, remember mom, remember your mom, M-O-M. So let's say somebody has trouble remembering names, but there's a suitcase here of $1 million in your currency, if you just remember the person's name of the next stranger you meet, how many people are going to remember that person's name for $1 million cash? Everybody, right? Everybody. Everybody's a memory expert. Now, what technique did they use? No memory technique. M stands for motivation. All right. So as a brain coach, I need to be able to call, just like as a personal trainer, you need to be able to call people on their stuff, right? And the truth is they're capable of it most of the times, but they just don't want to.
Yeah.
Because so notice, nobody remembers everybody's name, right, including myself, but nobody forgets everyone's name either.
Yeah.
And think about genius leaves clues. I always tell that to people. Genius leaves clues. When somebody's really great at something, they're doing something other people aren't doing. Mm. And so I would say if somebody's doing really great with somebody, find out how. And so here's the thing. You remember people's names who you're attracted to. You remember somebody who could be a whale of a client because you're motivated. So ask yourself, why do I want to remember this person's name? Mm. Maybe it's to show the person respect. Maybe it's to make a deal. Maybe it's to make a new friend. Maybe it's to practice these tips, you know, that I learned through the entourage. You know, something.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Reasons reap results. You can't come up with the reason, you won't get the result. The O, and everyone could do this at home. So the O is this. Take your right hand and shake it out. Everyone do this. Just shake out your right hand like this and just watch me and do this. Make a fist and then put it to your chin. Now where's your chin? Everybody does this too. Everybody. I do this in front of an audience of 10,000 people. Everyone will go like this. O stands for observation. Observation. A lot of people blame their memory on their retention. It's not your retention, it's your attention. And how's it come back to remembering names?
Mm,
a
so
lot of
true.
People, they're not forgetting the name, they're not hearing the name. Even if you write, so I got to spend some time with President Bill Clinton. And the second time I met him, we're at a charity event, 2,000 people. I sat right next to him. It was me. It was me, and then it was Forrest Whitaker, the Academy Award winning actor, Sir Richard Branson, Ashton Kutcher, Ashton's twin brother, and then Bill Clinton. And it was, that was the table. Wow. And I posted this picture on Instagram. It's like, who photoshopped that Asian dude on that table? But when he sat down, he was like, Jim, how you doing? And I was like, wow, you remember my name. It's like we had a 30-second conversation before. You remember my name, remember like a couple of things we talked about, and it was just like amazing. He's got an incredible memory. Mm. Regardless of what people think about politics, great charisma, great connector, great memory.
Yep.
And I noticed when he was looking at me and talking to me, he wasn't paying attention to anybody else in the room. There's a lot more important people at the table, but he was looking right at me. Mm. Like a lot of times in business events, people are looking over your shoulder and everything else, or you could tell they're distracted, but he was completely here. And I noticed that his incredible memory and his powerful presence, I feel like it comes from being powerfully present. Mm. You know what I mean? His incredible memory, his powerful presence with people comes from being powerfully present. And you're like that too. I noticed when we met, it's like you have a connection. Mm. And that's what people really want. Yeah. They don't want your gifts. They want to feel understood. They want to feel like you're there, that they have your time and attention. So just be present with people. Even if you take the word listen and you write it down, everybody who's watching this, scramble the letters. It spells one more word perfectly. It spells the word silent. So just be there, be silent. And then the third thing is the third letter, the M in mom, stands for mechanics. And these are not the person that fixes your car, but the tools, the techniques, the strategies, the kind of things we put in our podcast. That, you know, the quick tips, the strategies on how to learn a language, how to give a speech without notes, how to remember things word for word, how to learn facts and figures and all that stuff, how to speed read and read three times faster. Those are the mechanical skills. The only reason I put motivation there because human psychology, positive psychology, adult learning theory says you need to understand. I was doing this presentation in Silicon Valley. I get off stage and Bill Gates comes up to me. And I always ask everybody, if you have any one superpower, what would it be? And he looks at me, the ability to read faster. And then Warren Buffett actually said to me, he's like, I probably wasted 10 years of my life reading slowly. Because leaders are readers, right? Mm. And I was like, you know, and Bill said, you know, the superpower of reading faster. I was like, I could totally help you with that. And we started having this deep conversation about education, the future of education, and the great big crowd gathering around us, right? And I'm talking from an adult learning, accelerated learning, meta learning standpoint, and he was coming from it from a technology standpoint, from his superpower. And somebody asked the question who's listening, saying, what's missing? Is it just technology and theory? And we talked about it, and you're like, you know, we know what's missing. We came up with the same answer, human motivation. Because a lot of people know what to do, but they don't always do what they know. Because common sense is not common practice. And understanding what drives people to make change, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like thinking about, you know, what's people's motivation for taking action. And I think that's really important. And so that's why the motivation is so key. Mm-hmm. And then the observation is just paying attention. We remember things. We have this super, I was running a marathon, right? And I was preparing for it. I read one chapter in a book. It was on the psychology of it. It said this word for word, literally word for word. Because I'm a memory guy, right? And it said, your brain is like a supercomputer and your self-talk is a program it will run. So if you tell yourself you're not good at remembering names, you will not remember the name of the next person you meet because you program your supercomputer not to. And that's why people have to be very cognizant of their self-talk. And so motivation and observation are two of the biggest keys. And then learn the mechanical skills, the techniques, kind of things that we put in our podcast and our online programs, the kind of conversations we're having right now.
That's really, really powerful. Jim, there's a hell of a lot of people watching this that do want to follow you and perhaps jump onto this podcast that we've been talking about. Where can we find you? Where can we
follow you? So the best thing is to go on your phone and just search my name on your podcast app. It's just Jim Kwik. You just have to spell it right. It's four letters, K-W-I-K. That's my real name. I didn't change it to do what I do again. If you search your podcast app, my podcast is called Kwik Brain. So it's kwikbrain.com. And there's some free training there. And each podcast is only 10 minutes long. My top 10 favorite brain foods, how to change limiting beliefs, how to change bad habits, my morning routine is for the most downloaded one. The 10 things I do every single morning to jumpstart my brain. Simple, free things that you do every single time. Every entrepreneur has to be all over it. And then I would love for people to share this video on social media, tag us both.
Yeah.
And I'm at Jim Kwik on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Jim Kwik, and post your questions, and I'd love to thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mate, that's great. Guys, as you can see, Jim Kwik is absolutely the real deal. And as entrepreneurs and business owners who are looking for that edge, we can do so much more with our minds than what we currently think possible. And Jim's the perfect role model to demonstrate exactly how it is we can do that. Jim, thank you so much, mate. That was great.
Thanks, Jack.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning into today's podcast. I'm Jack DeLosa. If you enjoyed listening, make sure you hit subscribe and you'll be the first in line to get every new episode sent directly to your phone. While you're at it, open Instagram and connect with me. My handle is simply at Jack DeLosa, D-E-L-O-S-A. This is where you'll find me every day sharing the secrets of scaling multi-million dollar businesses and giving you a behind the scenes look at what it really takes to build a life that you love. You can also find me on all the usual places, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Just search Jack DeLosa. Thanks again for listening. And as always, dream out loud. That's a wrap.
Yeah.